Tech Talk alert, after our latest digital life hack, you're going to hear one of my weekend show's best calls. You don't want to miss it. The average American spends about $1,000 a year on subscriptions. Just wow. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com. Looking to cut down on your subscription costs? It's a real pain to cancel each one individually. So maybe you're thinking, I'll just cancel the card on file and my work's all done. Hold on a sec. Many banks automatically update your payment details when you get a new card. So if your subscription was billed to the old card, it might just transfer to the new one. This is often done to keep you from missing your auto payments. Convenient, yes, but not if you're trying to drop some subscriptions by changing your card number. The good news? You can opt out of these account updates. Just contact your credit card issuer and ask to be removed from something called the account updater. Bingo. Now you can cancel that card and all those subscriptions. 3 data breaches hit last week. I covered them all in my free newsletter. You should sign up right now at GetKim.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Now, check out this amazing call from the show. It's a real gem. Aaron in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hi there, Aaron.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for your call.
Wonderful. I'll give you a little bit of background. I was in the U.S. Army counterintelligence from 1998 to 2002. I was actually right there in Arizona with you.
Huachuco
is where I was stationed at. Most intelligence military occupation specialties for the Army do their initial training and after basic training. After military, I went to college and I worked in the private sector for loss prevention and asset protection. But back to data points, I heard you say to your producer, it was the other day, I believe, of something like 27,000 data points about a person that is collected in a day. I'm here to tell you that back when I was in the service, we actually collected over 100,000 data points or more. And this was 20 years ago when the fastest public computers were actually Pentium Pro 200 megahertz.
Oh, gosh, so, yeah. I forgot about
yeah.
that.
And yeah, they were. That's a long time ago. So.
So 100
data points,
so that was
yeah, over 100,000.
Okay. So how did you define a data point?
A data point is actually any bit of information you can take about a person, a place, or a thing, any noun. So, and literally the number of data points you on a person is infinite because you have to take into context the variable of time. It's also
true.
Used in algorithms as the Greek letter rho. In the intelligence world, the two most valuable commodities you can have are time and information. And you can have data points. Then you take those same data points in intervals of 10 minutes, 3 days, 20 seconds, doesn't matter what the interval is. Then you can compare that data point and you apply pattern recognition to them for analysis to get, you know, predictions about the future of those
sure.
same data points. We did this a lot with, say, asset mapping when we were looking for a terrorist or stuff like that. And then you just let rho factor in. And, you know, 20 years ago is a long time, but these are practices that still go on today. And the military, all branches, have plenty of intelligence. I mean, from Army counterintelligence to Air Force cryptology and the entire U.S. Cyber Command. But you got to remember, not everybody who started in these military occupation specialties stayed in the military for
sure.
20 to 30 years and retired.
Right.
So less than 10% actually make a career out of it. So now we have those same people have moved over into corporate America, and they take those same skill sets with them. So now people can apply these things into consumers, Google, Facebook, all your big name companies can do more information.
It's a really interesting perspective, Aaron, because I have to tell you, I really hadn't thought about correlating what we're doing with the military intelligence and then applying that to the consumer. I mean, so many people I've spoken to, and everybody's in concurrence that each of us have a digital avatar, and whatever we do, that data point is being directly correlated to that digital avatar. And they're even saying at some point in time, that digital avatar, after we pass, will be able to still continue to do things.
Right, exactly. And it'll still give even predictions based on the pattern recognition of the past. And companies use that to figure out, well, did Kim eat hot dogs 20 years ago? Did she eat hot dogs 15 years ago? And so on and so forth. And to figuring out, well, her hot dog consumption dropped off about 4.5 years ago, but we see that her pizza consumption picked up. So why don't we try to pitch pizza to Kim? And imagine that with every product and service you can imagine. And that's pretty much what corporate America and the entire, really, the world's going to. I mean, it's all about information.
It is. And that goal is because the money's in the data collection. I mean, the data is what's worth all the money. Let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
Knowing where you've been and knowing you're obviously very astute what's going on, is there anything that surprises you?
Not much in my age now. And I will tell you, especially when you talk about money, you get many good things from serving your country, confidence, respect, a sense of accomplishment, and a lot of things. But one thing you did not get for serving your country is money. Soldiers do not get paid that well. But no, I am surprised, but I don't want to get into politics. That's really what surprises me, is sometimes how we as humans can see so close to us, we can't see the trees because of the forest. And it's the lack of common sense, actually, is what surprises me.
Well,
with some people.
The lack of common sense goes across many different facets of many different areas of
our
lives.
You
know, and I appreciate and I thank you, Aaron, for not going down that political path, because it just is a place where I don't like to take the show, because so many people are so polarized, aren't they? It's just crazy. It's
like, exactly. Politics and the realm of politics.
Yes. Hey, Aaron, thank you so much for serving our country. I appreciate that. And if you're ever in Phoenix, I'd love to shake your hand and be sure to stop by the studio. Some really terrific insights.
Hey, big kudos to you for sticking around. Now, if your brain's buzzing with questions, let me know. Head over to commando.com and then click email Kim. You have to trust me. I read every single message like it's a new gadget manual. Well, I actually do it better than that. I never read a manual. Do they even have manuals anymore? Anyway, elevate your tech IQ with my free daily newsletter. Head over to getkim.com.